Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors? Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones, and today we're coming at you with another Monday motivation. So first and foremost, I want to give a shout out just to all of you all, my successors. You all are super dope. You all are amazing. And if this is your first time listening to the Speak Your Success Podcast, I want to take a moment and just thank you for allowing me to borrow your ears so that I can just share with you some tangible self-help application. And ultimately, just for being here, because you could have been anywhere else. And the reason I always reference the audience as the successors is because I believe that each and every one listening and everybody under the sound of my voice has the ability to not only create something great, but create something amazing. And then from that point, they're able to succeed to a new high level to where they're able to ultimately reach back and help somebody else get to the same level or even higher than what they've achieved. And now we're just going to go ahead and say that if you're taking the time and you're watching this video, that means you're on our YouTube or Instagram. So I would encourage you to click that red subscribe button and take the time and get connected and be a part of our YouTube community. Therefore, you'll get all the fresh content, all the video content, and be able to see it as soon as it drops. Secondly, if you are on Apple, I would encourage you to take the time and type in Speak Your Success. Scroll down to the bottom, click that write a review button, and leave a review for us. Leave your feedback. Leave what you liked about the show. Leave what you loved about the show. And also, I would just encourage you to leave a 5-star review. And then you have the opportunity to be the listener of the week with the Apple review that we read every Friday. One more announcement. I want to let you know that this upcoming Friday, we have a special guest in the studio. We brought on Mr. Will Cyrus. He's a financial expert. He's a top 100 magazine, 40 under 40. He's a published author, as well as he's won some other awards. We had a great conversation with him, and we're going to be releasing it this Friday. He drops some gems, and he even says some stuff that I wasn't even aware of, but you're going to have to listen to the episode this Friday to get that information. All right, now we're going to go ahead into today's message. And today it's just helping the next person, right? Because I don't know if I've told you all, but now I'm going to start doing more video content with the podcast. So therefore, if you're a visual learner like me and not just an auditory learner, now we have something special for you with doing the video content. Okay, so I have this whiteboard, and I was thinking after I did the interview with Will, and we began to sit down and talk, me, him, and Dennis, we began to talk, and I was saying one area I think a lot of people struggle knowing or seeking out, trying to figure out, well, how can I win? Ultimately, how can I get to the next level? How can I get all that I desire to get? And I'm like, well, it's funny because I think people go for like that Thanksgiving dinner mindset or that buffet mindset, right? They go up to the buffet, they see everything. They see the steak, they see the chicken, they see the shrimp, they see the sausage, they see the fried rice. Like, oh man, I want all this. And they begin to pile it all on their plate. And it looks good. It smells even better. You're like, oh man, I love the buffet. I used to love going to Shoney's buffet personally, but Shoney's isn't around anymore. Anyway, there's Golden Corral, but that's beside the point. If you go on Tuesday, I think it's steak night. Anyway, so I think we get caught up in that buffet mindset and we're like, oh, I want to eat everything. And when it comes to a business, I'm going to use myself as an example I'll use a plumber as an example. Because when it comes to a certain area of a business, I'm going to draw a circle at the top. This represents the plumber. If there's a plumber right here at the top, right? But then he sees people down here where these people need home repairs, where they're doing roofs. Or then he sees somebody else at the bottom and they want somebody to come in and they want somebody to do car repairs. Then he meets somebody else and they want alarm systems. And then there's somebody else who says, you know what? I want a sprinkling system. And I'm not sure if a plumber does that or not. However, the way I listed these things out, these are all different areas of expertise. My man up at the top, this is a plumber. The man or woman is a plumber. Therefore, if they began to try to go to these areas because they know these are areas of need, then yes, they might be able to capitalize on that money. They might be able to capitalize on these different areas. However, that doesn't change that. This person's chosen profession is plumbing. So therefore, he knows how to plumb better than anything else, or he should. But then when he gets caught up trying to do all these other things, he's going to burn himself out, going to stress himself out. And then it's going to be 2 times, 3 times, 4 times harder type of work versus doing what he knows how to do best. Then we'll go over to this other side. We'll draw a line in the middle of the board. We'll go over. We'll put the plumber over here versus the plumber just focusing on doing what he does best, plumbing. So he has a friend that calls, or she has a friend that calls and says, I need plumbing services. The plumber focuses just on making sure that this customer is happy. This customer is satisfied and pleased with the particular service that's offered. Then what does this person do? Then this person goes and tells somebody else. I'm going to draw another circle down there. Then this person is pleased and they go and tell somebody else. And then over time, the message ultimately expands. The message ultimately grows. And I say that because I'm going to make myself the plumber now. And I'm going to make the plumber, I'm going to change this to Speak Your Success. Because I've wanted this podcast to grow, and I still want the podcast to grow. But I was asking questions like, well, why isn't the podcast growing? How long is it going to take for it to grow? And I was seeing all these other people, your Joe Rogans. I was seeing all these other people, your Eric Thomases, your Tony Robbins, your Oprahs. I'm seeing all these big name people, big name artists, extremely successful people who have a high level of notoriety. And now as I saw them, I'm asking myself, well, what do I have to do to get to that level? I'm trying to get to their level. And then as I was sitting in the studio talking with Will and talking with Dennis, I began to think of, wow, it really comes down to creating a message that's going to help the people that I'm seeking to serve. That's going to be right here, the millennials. And also students. So me creating a message that helps one millennial, me creating a message that helps, boom, one student will lead to me helping another millennial who can help another millennial who can help another student who can help another student. And the moral I wanted to really just show here is when you focus on doing what you do best, time tells all. Time tells all. The people with the mom and pop stores, the people with the mom and pop restaurants, and even those businesses that might not even seem that big, those people who focus on just helping one person, they don't get greedy. They focus on growing incrementally. Because after you help one person, you do a great job helping that one person, what are they going to do? They're going to tell other people. They're going to share. They're going to share the podcast. Like, you have good content, they're going to share the podcast. They'll share the podcast. They'll share the podcast. But ultimately, it just goes back to identifying what you feel your purpose is, identifying what your message is, what your goal is. And my goal is to empower 1 million individuals to speak their success, believe in their greatness, and create the life and business of their dreams. So therefore, if that's really my goal, then if I get 1 listen or if I get 5 listens, it's my duty to not get distracted over here and just try to go with the latest theme and change my messaging and start talking about things that are not in my field. They're not in my lane. Like this individual over here, like the plumber on the other side of the board, the plumber started just trying to get other types of revenue, just trying to do different types of things to accrue money. And don't get me wrong. If you're an individual who has a dream, a passion, etc., and you're seeking to get to that level to where you can solely live off doing this one thing, you need a certain level of money that you need to make. You need a certain level of money that you need to bring in so that ultimately you can get to where you desire to get to and aspire to get to within your life. So friends, this is TEDx speaker. This is best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you, focus on what you do best. Focus on being that individual who helps one individual. And then that'll lead to you helping two individuals. That'll lead you helping to three individuals. Then your message will begin to expand. And ultimately, you'll be able to impact more people, service more people, and love more people than you ever could even imagine. Once again, I want to thank each and every listener who took the time to listen to this message, who watched the video on YouTube, or who even subscribed to our channel. We appreciate you for taking the time to allow us just to share a thought with you, just to share a word with you. This is Monday Motivation, and that's just what we do. I want to not just motivate you, but give you something tangible that you can take, that you can digest, and see how it best can and will serve you. If you'd like to live tweet me and connect with me on Twitter, I would encourage you to mention me at Jonathan J Speaks, or use the hashtag SYSP. Or if you would like to take time and maybe see about booking me for an engagement, go to jonathanjonespeaks.com/booking. My assistant will get that email, and then we will be sure to answer that request. Lastly, friends, like I said, you have the opportunity to get to where you desire to get to in your life. And knowing how to get there financially is a big piece. That's why I wanted to bring on Will Cyrus. We interviewed him and going to drop that interview on Friday. And he definitely dropped some gems and dropped some wisdom for us there. But this is TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dream. Why would you want to live any other way?